Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Tes. We are on the second to last line on page 504. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Tes, Chatzer She Yisrael Ve'eno Yehudi Dorin Ba. You have a chatzer where there's Yisrael and an Eno Yehudi living together. Ubayis Echad Shel Yisrael Eitzel Beitzel Shel Zeh. And there's a house of another Yisrael that's next to the first Yisrael, the Eino Pasuach L'Chatzer, but this second house of the Yisrael does not open up to the same Chatzer as the house of the Yisrael and the Goy, the Chalonos Beinehem. But there are windows between the two houses of the Yisraelim. So again, the setup is, there's a Chatzer that has openings from two houses, one of a Yisrael, one of an Eino Yehudi. There's another house of a Yisrael there adjacent to the first house of the Yisrael that have windows between them, but the second house of the Yisrael does not open to that Chatzer. So the din is, Eino Yochol La'orev Imo Derech HaChalon Shebeinehem Kidei Lahotzi Kelov Derech Beis Shecheinu HaPasuach LaChatzer. So the second house of the Yisrael that does not open to this Chatzer, although he has windows connecting him to the other house of the Yisrael, he cannot make an Erev with him to allow him to carry from his house to his friend's house into the Chatzer. Aval in Pesach Pasua B'nei Amutter. But if there is a doorway between them, there's an opening between them, which is not just a window, but actually a Pesach, then it would be Mutter for them to make an Erev, and for that person to carry from his house through this house into the Chatzer. V'yesh mi she'omer, and there is a shita that says, the afim Pesach Pasuah b'neim Aser, that even if there is a Pesach between the two houses of the Yisraelim, it's still going to be forbidden. So says the Mishabura Sevkadan Samechei, she'Yisrael va'akum darim ba. There is a chatzer where there's a Yisrael and a goy living together. Rotzalomar Yisrael echad. There's one Yisrael living there, and there's a goy living there. Sevkadan Samechvav, ubayis echad shal Yisrael, rotzalomar shal Yisrael sheni. There's a second Yisrael that has a house adjacent to the first Yisrael, but his house is Eino Pasuach L'Chatzer, Sivkotan Samel Zayin, Elo L'Chatzer Acheres Olamavui. The house of the second Yisrael, although adjacent to the house of the first Yisrael, does not open to the same Chatzer, rather it opens to a different Chatzer or to a Mavui. The Ilu Haya Pasuach L'Chatzer Zeh, because of the second house of the second Yisrael was opened up to the same Chatzer, so im kein hare yesh kan shnei Yisraelim b'makom akum. Then this will be a classic case of two Yisraelim living in a chatzer with a goy. V'adin pashut, and the din would be obvious that tzrichim liskor harashus, that they would have to do schiras rashus from the goy. V'achar kach larov b'neihem, and then they would make an erev together. Rakocha, but in this case, the bayis echad einu shayach lekan. One house is not shayach to the chatzer. Shari pisco l'tzaracher, because his opening is to the other side. V'im kein lo nisher kan rak Yisrael echad bimkom akum. So all we're left with in this chatzer is one Yisrael in the place of the guy. V'einu tzaruch shum tikun l'tatel b'chatzer. Memela, that Yisrael does not need any kind of fixing up in order to carry in that chatzer. V'ashmein an hacha, and the chiddush the Mechaber is telling us over here is She Yisrael Hasheni Oser L'Taltal Derech Halonu L'Beis Yisrael Ze U'Misham L'Chotzer, that this second Yisrael is not allowed to carry through the window to the first Yisrael's house and from there to the Chotzer. Afilu Im Nisarvu Ayidei Halonu Sheyesh Beneihem, even if the two Yisraelim made an Erev by using the window that separates them. V'afal gad mishum Yisrael zeh shemitaltal gam kein der beisel she Yisrael misaber de lo mikri shnayim b'mkom akum lesser. And even though, because of this Yisrael, it's not going to be considered as if there are two Yisraelim that are living there. The lo shayach zeh rakash eshnei metatlin derech pislam l'chatzer. The whole din of two Yisraelim with a goy, the classic case that we do schiras rishus and then make an eriv, is only if the two Yisraelim have doorways that open up into the chatzer. Afilu hachi, so even though this is not that kind of case, and therefore really everything should be okay, the Yisrael that has the house open to the chatzer with the goy should be able to carry freely from his house to the chatzer, and the Jew who has the house adjacent to the first Jew should be able to make an Erev together with that one Jew and enable him to carry through that Jew's house into the chatzer. Afilu hachi gazru bazeh mitam acher. Still, Chazal made a gzeira that they shouldn't be able to make an Erev to allow him to carry through your house into the Chatzar, the im yehei mutter Yisrael ploni latalta darbeisel shazel lechatzar, if we would allow the second Yisrael to carry by means of the first Yisrael's house into the Chatzar, so then yismoch ha-Yisrael alzeh, then the first Yisrael will rely on the second Yisrael, the Yodur im Akum, and he'll be very comfortable living with the Goy. The lo mistafi mishum shu yachid. He's not going to be afraid because he's alone with a Goy, because he has this buddy that's right next door to him that's carrying through his house to the Chatzar. Shari od Yisrael acher matzuikan, because there's another Yisrael that's commonly found here. Menela viyulmo mimaisav shal Akum. And we're afraid that this first Yisrael is going to learn from the actions of the Goy. So again, just to summarize, the reason why when there's one Yisrael and one Goy, we don't require any Schiras Rishus, is because we assume the Jew is going to be afraid to live with the Goy, so we're not choshish for that case. Only when there's two Yisraelim, then you have to do Schiras Rishus, and hopefully he won't give it and he'll move out, because then two Yisraelim are comfortable. So in this case, we have one Yisrael with the Goy in the Chatzar, so he does need Schiras Rishus, and if we allow, normally he'd be afraid to live there. But since he has this friend that's right next door to him that carries through his window into the Chatzar, they're both making use of the Chatzar together, so although we have one Yisrael really living with the Goy, he's not going to be afraid of the Goy, he's going to stay there, and we're afraid he's going to learn from his actions, so we make a special din that although there should be an Erev allowed between the two Yisraelim, we're not going to allow that Erev to work for him to carry from his house to this house into the Chatzar. Sivkatan Samaches. But we said in the Mechaber, Aval in Pesach Pasua B'nei Mutter. That's only by a case of a window between them. But if there was a Pesach between them, then we would allow it. Says the Mishabura, Da'afilu below Erev lo mistafi Yisrael lodur kan yechidi. Because even if they would not make an Erev, the Jew who is living in the Chatz with the Goy is not afraid. Shareha Yisrael motzui tadir kandar apiskel. Since the two houses of the Yisraelim have a doorway between them, so his friend is always coming over, he's always around, he's not afraid of the Goy. Ulahachi lo gazru bazesh shalo yahani eruvo. Therefore, there's no makom to make a gzeira that the Erev won't help. By one Yisrael in the Chatzar with the Goy, and there's only a window connecting him. So he's not so connected to the Yisrael. So if we don't allow them to make an Erev that he can carry through the window to the other Yisrael's house into the Chatzar, so he's not going to be around as much, and the Mela, that Jew, will not be comfortable there, and it will accomplish something. But if the two Yisraelim have a doorway between them, so even if we make this Chumrah and say he can't make an Erev together with him, it's not going to change anything. He's still perfectly comfortable living with the Goy in one Chatzar, because he has a friend that's mamish next door with a Pesach Beinehim. So since this Gzeira would not accomplish anything, this Shita holds they did not make the Gzeira. The Yesh Misha Omer of the Mechaber says that there is a Shita that says, even if there's a Pesach between them, he's still Aser. Says the Mishaburas of Kana Samuchtes, V'yesh Misha Omer, V'yesh L'Hachmer Kedei Azo. So the Mishabura, one should be Machmer like the Shita, V'ayim Ber Halacha. Says the Mechaber, V'ayim Ber Halacha. Chatzar she Yisrael ve'enu Yehudi shvuyim ba. You have a chatzar where there are Jews and Goyim living there together. V'hayu chalonos psuchos mi beis Yisrael ze lo beis Yisrael ze. And the Jewish homes have windows connecting them. V'asu eruv derech chalonos. So we have a few Jews that are living in houses next to each other connected by windows, and they made an eruv by means of the windows to join them all in one eruv. Even though it's true, they are allowed to now carry from house to house through the windows. They're still not allowed to carry from house to house through the openings into the chatzar because there is a guy there and they have to do schiras rishus. So mitzad themselves, the Mechaber saying, if the Jewish houses are adjacent to each other, they're all connected, they have windows between them, they can make an Erev, they can carry freely through the windows from house to house without worrying about the Goy. But the second they want to carry from Jewish house to Jewish house through going outside to the Chatzar into the other Jew's house, that's already a problem because the Chatzar belongs also to the Goy and that requires Schiras Rishus. That is what the Mechaber tells us. The Ramah says, "Svina sheyesh ba Yisraelim rabim, a ship, a boat that has many Yisraelim living on it. V'yesh lehem botem yuchadim, and each one has his own dwelling place, his own little house, his own room. Tzrichim la'arev, they have to make an erev together. V'lisko reshus min ha'eno Yehudi balasvina, and they also have to do schiras reshus from the guy who owns the boat. Ola havlio b'schar hasvina, or what they can do is swallow up the rental of the reshus in the rental that they're paying for the rights to have the bias in the svina. V'ayin la'el simen shin samachvav sibbeis. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Ayin. So you have a chotzer she Yisrael va'akum shuriyim ba ratzalomar upischeim shalbate Yisraelim psuchim lechotzer. The doorways of the Jewish homes open into the chotzer. Sevkotan ayin aleph eruv dera chalonos, and they made an eruv through their windows. Ratzalomar means to say al yidei chalonos sheyesh b'neihem, because of the windows that they have between them. Chal ha eruv she'asu, the eruv is able to be chal. V'kol shekinim yesh psachim b'neihem, certainly the eruv would be chal if there was a larger entrance between them, and that would be a doorway instead of a window. It certainly would work. And that would allow them to carry house to house through the windows. Sevkotan ayin beis, who had in derech pesach im yesh b'neihem, and who had in, the same thing would be true. If it would be doorways between the houses, they'd be allowed to carry from house to house through the doorways besides through the windows. However, sevkotan ayin gimel, harehim asurim, if they want to carry from house to house through the chotzer, that's usur. The salka daita chamino, I might have thought to say, since they made an eruv together relying on the windows or doorways between them, so I would have thought they're all viewed as one balabayas, hadar b'chotzer shel akum, that's living in a goyis chotzer, and that would not aser them from carrying house to house through the chotzer, afilu derech avir chotzer, even through the airspace of the chotzer, and therefore I would think that all the Jews are viewed as one. Kamash malon, we do not view them klapei the chotzer as one. Sipkotin ayin dalad, and therefore they're also to carry mibayis labayis derech psachin rotzalomar derech avir chotzer. They can't carry from house to house through the airspace of the chotzer. The ilu derech pesach sheyesh b'mbayis labayis mutra ayde erev shasul kuyalma. In terms of carrying from through the psachim from house to house within the houses without going into the chotzer, that for sure is mutter according to everyone because of the erev they made. But to start carrying outside into the chotzer, then they have to factor in the guy that lives there or the goyim that live there, and they have to do a proper schiras reshus. The Rama said that a boat that has Yisraelim Rabin v'yeshlam batim yuchadim, says the Mishaburus of Katan Ayin Hei, Ratzlomer means to say, sheyesh shnei Yisraelim o Yoser, there are two or more Yisraelim, shelukol echad mehem cheder miyuchad la'achila, each one of them has their own designated room for eating, di'im hayu ochlen b'makom echad, because if all the Yisraelim were eating in one place, afilu kama v'kama kechad choshev v'einu aser, even if there were various Yisraelim there, if they're all eating together, they're considered like one, and they would not aser on each other. Sevkotan ayin vov umin ha'akum balasvina. So in this case, where they have each their own room where they are eating, so they have to make an eruv and do schiras reshus from the balasvina. Ukemo b'chol makom sheish botim yuchadim v'chotzer mishutafim ukulam. Just like any other case where everyone has their own individual houses and there is a chotzer that is owned by them jointly together, shetzrichim la'arov v'liskor, they have to make an eruv amongst the yidden that live there, and they have to do schiras reshus from the goyim. Umavur b'beis Yosef, delo mahani b'mesh esochrim mibal asvina. The Beis Yosef says it doesn't help to do schiras reshus from the owner of the svina. If the guy who owns the svina is renting out rooms also to other goyim, and you want to do only schiras reshus from the owner of the boat, it will only help if you do the schiras reshus before he rents out the room to the other goyim. Because at that point, before he rents them out, the reshus of the svina purely belongs to him alone. And he has the ability to do the schira to the Yisraelim on behalf of all the areas of the boat. that so far it's all belonging to him. But after he already divided up the places to the other renters that are goyim, so lo mahani b'meshi yisku b'menu, it's not going to help anymore to do schoras rishus in the bal asmina. Elitzrichim liskor mikol akum va'akum. In that case, you would already have to go and rent space from every single goy that lives there. In lo shiyesh lo rishus lebal asmina lahaniach keila b'chol makum. Unless, of course, the owner of the boat retained rights on his own to be able to leave his kalim in each place, so then, if he left over some rights, he's no difference, like we discussed yesterday, the schiro lakita, like a worker, because since he owns rights in everyone's houses, he can do the schiro shushus on behalf of everyone. So the only concern is, if you don't do the schiro shushus in the bala spina early enough, and he rents out the rooms, and he left no rights for himself, not to kick them out, and not to put things in their houses that they rented, so then he's out, and you have to do a schira from every single person that's there. But if you do it from him before he rents it out, that works on behalf of everyone who he then rents it out to, or even if he rented it out already, but he retains some rights, then you could just do the schira shushus from the owner of the svina, and that covers everyone. Sivkotan ayin zayin, the Rambam said that either you have to do the schira shreshus in the bal svina, or your mavliya b'schara svina. Rotzalomer means to say, da'afilu lo socher mimenu achakach, even if you didn't do a special schira shreshus afterwards, ela b'shosh shesochu mekomo, just at the time when the Yisraelim rented out their space, pirshulo, they specified to him, shebeschirus ze socher mimenu gamken reshuso, that besides paying rent for the rooms that they are going to rent out for the trip, they're also doing schiras reshus on the other areas that he owns. Mahani, that would help as well. Udmei schiras hamakom olim gam b'schiras reshus, and the money that they're giving to the schiras of the room they're going to be living in can also count for the schiras of the reshus that's going to belong to him or to other goyim, and that would kill two birds with one stone. One payment of rental money would cover their rooms that they're getting and the schiras reshus that they need in the rest of the svina to allow them to carry their freely. That concludes Simen Shin Pei Beis. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn Simen Shin Pei Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.